When country girls gather, we like to talk about what matters. It's a round pen without end here at the Country Gal Corral. The gate's open. Come on in and let's visit. When I heard this story, I absolutely had to share it. Bobby Rutherford of Fairfield, Texas, is a cattleman. He's hauled thousands of head of stock over the years and could easily whip a rig into relationship with a chute or gate. More importantly, he's a wise man who sees the benefit in training a child in the way he should go, at the wheel of a truck and in life. In his words, here's how he took the time to make his powerful and memorable point to his son. Quote, "Today we were processing cattle. We had about 100 head of cows to put into our system and into the right pasture. As we finished palpating, giving them their vaccinations and putting them in their appropriate pens, I asked my youngest son if he would take my feed truck and hook up to my 32-foot trailer. As he approaches my trailer, he begins to back up, peeping through the sight window of my 3C feeder. He backs up, hooks it up, pulls it through a lot of traffic, and begins to back up to the chute. I see him approaching the chute as he is backing up to it, and I tell my day workers, 'Hey, my son needs a little help. I'll be right back.' As I approach the feed truck, I received a text from him that said, 'Dad, I need a little help here.' So Bobby Rutherford begins to guide his son back, showing him and gesturing with his finger, encouraging him how to look in the mirror and follow his instructions. And then his story continues. At one point, he stops, puts the truck in park, and starts to get out, Bobby says. And I say, 'Son, get your butt back in the seat and keep your eyes on me.' He gets back in and does exactly what I tell him to do. He puts the 32-foot trailer right where it needs to go." Now, the moral to Bobby's story, he says, is this. You see, a lot of times we want to stop right as we're nearing our destiny, and God is saying, "Hey, get your butt back in the seat and keep your eyes on me." He is directing you. You just need to realize how much He loves you. God is not finished with you yet. He will stop everything and come to your side just to see you succeed. Now, I know that I need to heed this lesson too. Because I'll admit at times I have needed the firm but loving counsel to place my bum back where it belongs and just follow the Lord's leading. Sometimes it even takes a little kick in the seat of the pants to get my attention. But oh, how thankful I am for a Heavenly Father who has my best interest at heart and keeps pointing me in the right direction. Do you have a story that will make others take stock? Get in touch with me by emailing to countrygalcorral@gmail.com. And be sure to check out all of my podcasts at westcentralmoinfo.com. This is Brenda Black. May God bless you as we swing the gate. Close for today.